Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Four Times My Podcast. You're joined by me, Tony. Unfortunately, we don't have Dan or Danny today. I think Danny's on the lash and Darren is preoccupied. But you've got me and Andy, so you just need to settle for that. We're on just 5 minutes after Celtic have beaten Livingston 3-0. Pretty comfortable game in the end. First half is a bit of a pain. Celtic denied a Stonewall penalty by incompetent officials. Not a major shock to see Alan Muir and Don Robertson make a rip-roan cunt of it. But of course, we've come to expect that. Scrappy goal to take the lead. And then we had a great goal by Bernardo, and then again another kind of scrappy goal by Matt O'Reilly, but the keeper couldn't get to it. I thought the keeper did have a good game overall, and at the other end, Livy offered zero. So, Andy, what did you make of the game?
As you say, it was comfortable in the end up. Didn't even go to VAR or send the ref to the monitor, which is just beyond me. And the more I see it, the more it just amazes me that they've not even fucking bothered their arse to get the ref to take a look at it. But aside to that, we never really created too much in the first half. I think we only had 4 shots at all, one of them on goal, if memory serves me. But a pretty poor first half, to be honest, it wasn't. Usually in a game like that, when you get off time, you're starting to worry about what if the second half's made of the same. But Livy are fucking rank rotten, and it didn't really worry me too much. I thought Coon looked like he was having a bit of success in the wide areas, and Hatate was... You could see why we've missed him so much, wanting to get on the ball, try to make things happen, and eventually that did before long. In the second half, Hatate's obviously a major part in the goal, although it is an own goal that comes from Hatate, sort of nipping in, getting shot away on the edge of the 6-yard box and being alert to it. And then again, good substitutions came on with, I think it's what they said during the game, something like 19 of our league goals have been scored for substitutes off the bench, which is quite an impressive statistic when you think about it. But we've obviously got depth off the bench, thankfully. Now we're starting to get back to getting all players back for injury. Obviously, there's one or two still to come. But you get Bernardo coming off the bench, getting a great goal when he links up with O'Reilly in the edge of the box. Good finish. Try to return the favour with O'Reilly, incidentally. But then O'Reilly gets his goal as well when their keeper makes a bit of an RC save. But a good win, and he ended up 3 points, which is important on a county epic. But they never really offered nothing. But it's just good to see us come out a couple of goals, adding to the goal difference, and come away without any injuries. And getting the confidence up and getting game time in the legs of guys like Tati, who are just back. That is important. And obviously, will be a big game next weekend. But a good performance in the second half, Tony. It did sort of pale in comparison to the first. But the most important thing was the 3 points and come away without any injuries.
No, absolutely. Obviously, we'll get the 4 days together and we'll do a proper review of a pretty humongous game, I think, next Sunday. I'm sure everybody's looking forward to it, shite themselves and every other emotion possible. Well, I've seen it's our first clean sheet, I think, 8 domestic league games, which is a pretty bad start, obviously, but it's nice that we finally got the clean sheet. But I just thought Livi just done absolutely nothing, but they've done nothing all season, hence they've only got 17 points out of possible, I think, 93. So that kind of shows how poorly they've performed overall. That was a huge game. I think the fact that we can go into next week top of the league is a bit of a boost. Obviously, Rangers still have a game in hand, but we couldn't afford to slip up to St Johnstone or Livi before going into this game. We've had a few blips since we last played Rangers against Aberdeen, Killy and Hearts, but we're still pretty much, if we win, then it's in our hands. So, it was great to see Hitati back. It's been such a shame for him this season. He's been constantly injured. I think, I know we've criticised the board heavily and they deserve every criticism they get, but we have been quite unlucky in the injury front, but again, Rangers could probably say the same thing. This isn't going to be a long episode, as people can probably work out. We've not got a hell of a lot to talk about. I mean, the game itself, I think you can just put it down as one of the ones you just tick off. It's good to get, we now have the better goal difference in Rangers, I think, which is, it may well come down to that. So that's a positive. So the displays by the Game Brigade and the boys were excellent. Obviously, it's Easter Sunday, so hopefully a lot of people probably aren't listening to this or probably out celebrating. So I thought they were great. I don't want to bring the tone down, but I guess we'll quickly talk about the Celtic end and the issues with that, with the women's game, whereby I think the Celtic board have blocked the attempt to have a Celtic end for the two home games. I'll come to you in a second, Andy. I mean, I guess I don't really understand it. I just think it's causing a fight for nothing when the kid just says, "Aye, that sounds great. It worked well last season. Let's unite the fans and let's go for it." I was listening to Hamish, who's got his channel Celtic AM, which is worth a listen, and he says there was probably a lot of people turned up to the women's game just to see the Celtic end last year, and that's probably a bit of an insult to the women's game for some people, but it's probably true. There would have been people just wanting to see that spectacle, and it looked great. It was obviously, there's a lot of issues with whether it should be implemented for the men's game, because obviously people get very attached to their seat and whatever else. We're not going to get into that, but I just found it a really stupid decision for Michael Nicholson. I think Chris Mackay as well. I'm just thinking, surely you'd just say, yeah, that's really good, just we'll have proper health and safety officials at the game and we'll implement it and we'll give the women as much support as possible. But they seem to have just the kind of communication and relationship with the two ultras groups just seems to be non-existent between them and the club, which is just really strange and frustrating. I'm not going to care, really. I'm not going to pretend I care that much. I don't watch the women's games. I hope obviously they win every game, but it doesn't really impact me. That's just me being as honest as I can be. But obviously I thought it was a good idea to give them as much support as possible.
I think when you look at it from a club perspective, it's just yet again another fucking stupid decision in at least as long a realms of stupid decisions that the people that fucking run our club make. The biggest irony for me was when I did watch the stuff they were putting out on social media and sort of try to sell tickets and things like that, and they were using boaties and clips at the Celtic end when they done it last season in their advertisement for this season. And it sums up the hypocrisy that you get through a board time and time and time again, and the fucking Muppets that run your club, that it's almost like a comedy sketch at this point when you see stuff like that. I just couldn't believe it, that, as I say, they're saying, no, he's on the day and he's on the coming. And I mean, that goes with other games when they're talking about they're not getting in to put displays out and everything else. They're happy enough to punt them in the club shop and they make money off it, but the minute they've got their back up about something, that's it, you're not getting in. We're taking our bond, we're going home. Yet again, they're doing it, happy enough to try and punt tickets using the Celtic end, which looked great when they done it last season. And whether you agree with it for the men's game and future going forward, I know that, really it gave an extra support, it gave something else to that game. As you say, people went along, they got to experience it, and there was a great amount of support that day when it happened. Like, if for nothing else, allow that to happen again for that reason. It makes no sense yet. All it does is further division between the fan that goes to the game and the people in the boardroom. It just shows how out of touch they are, how inept they are, and how much that something has to change, because they're just consistently driving a wedge between us both, Tony, and it's just, it really is just fucking stupid decision after stupid decision, and I'm sick of talking about them, but we have to, because it's almost every week at this point they fucking make some fucking stupid decision that we need to end up talking about, when really we just want to talk about the football and we just want to talk about the players on the pitch. But unfortunately, until things change at the top of Celtic, we're always going to have other talking points, and unfortunately. But aye, it doesn't surprise me, but yeah, and shooting themselves in the foot, and it appears that not only the men's game, they're going to interfere, maybe making the atmosphere worse than it could be impacting fans. They're doing it to the women's game now as well. But there you go, that's Celtic for you.
I think there's probably people listening to this going, how have you managed to get to the board so quickly? But I seen it odd during the week. It kind of reminded me why I'm not going to be ploughing in as much money next year or coming over for as many games. You just can't stand the people running the club and their daft decisions at times. And I was speaking to a guy part of the Green Brigade, and I was saying to him, I says, I don't know how you can be asked with this. Cameras in your faces, police at your door, fucking the club fighting you every turn. It's absolutely mental. And I think the club have done an excellent job of turning a lot of our fans against the Green Brigade. They've really, if you go on Facebook, you'll see a lot of people don't like the Green Brigade, and I think the board have done a really good job of kind of sowing that division, because people I've said it for a long time, they will not say anything bad about Celtic because they fear that a hun might hear them say it and go, oh, Celtic in a bit of trouble. A lot of our fans get that's their kind of mentality, is it's just all about the Huns and all about beating the Huns and not get beat by the Huns and making sure the Huns think everything rosy in the garden here and slagging their finances, all that fucking rubbish. So I think the board have done a good job of turning their fans against the Green Brigade, which is, I think is a nonsense. I mean, whenever I've spoke about them, I've always been fully behind them. The only time I thought they made a bit of an arse, it was when they put out the banner against the post to kind of go against Brendan. We brought him back. I didn't agree with that, but again, I can respect that's their opinion. That's a lot of people's opinion as well. But I just seen Michael Nicholson. I mean, you just love when the season ends, whatever happens, just all these people getting sacked because they're totally fucking useless. But you know, any happier thoughts, I suppose we can't just leave it on talking about the board. So who was your man of the match for the Livy game? I think we'll just leave it there because I don't want to get into lineups and predictions for next week. I think we've done what this podcast seems to do. Big up the players, big up the fans, and get stuck right into the board. So I think we'll end on a positive. Who was your man of the match today?
As I say, I thought it was a couple of glimmers. I think you see how much we miss Tatties, and he was probably the biggest standout for me. I've raved about him for fucking long enough. Anybody that listens will know what I think of him, but I think he's seen what we missed him. He wants to go in the boy, wants to make things happen, and he's probably the one player on the team that can sort of unlock a defence with a pass, so I'd be inclined to go with him. But I've got to give him his credit as well. Couldn't for the player that sort of started these first couple of games to the player we're starting to see now. I think there's still things that can change, things that need to improve, and hopefully will come with time. But I think you're starting to see a winger that's wanting to try and make things happen, try and take people on and try and both get on the end crosses and put crosses into the box. So I thought he had a decent game as well. But I'd probably go with Hitati, Tony, if I was to pick one. But who'd you go for?
I'm going to give it to Kun. I thought he was just kept going, kept getting into good positions. He played such a big part in the first goal, and I just thought he looked really lively. And I think he started to come onto a game. So I will say one thing, and we'll finish on this, just for Stevie for GigPod. Let Coon cook. Thanks very much for listening. And as I say, we'll be back midweek with a full preview before we head to Ibrox. Hail, hail.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.